Beyond the Horizon, Frontier, Book 7, written by Peter Watt and read by John Vose. The elegant sandstone building, bedecked with climbing ivy, was one of the finest houses overlooking the beautiful harbour of Sydney. Time and technology had changed it only slightly. Where horse stables once stood, there were now garages for cars. But the sweeping gravel driveway still saw the arrival and departure of the city's most notable residents, all come to visit George Mackintosh, heir to the vast financial empire of his forefathers. George Mackintosh was well known as a philanthropist, and it was rumoured that he would eventually be knighted by the King for his services to Australia's war effort. Such was his public persona, those close to him saw beyond the veneer of respectability and knew him to be a man with ruthless ambition and little empathy for the suffering of others. Those who knew him even more intimately dared not openly speak of their suspicion that George had had a hand in the murder of his own sister in his efforts to gain sole ownership of the many and varied lucrative Mackintosh companies. It was mid-morning, and George sat in his library perusing the daily paper and reading the grim war news. Not so grim for him, of course. If Germany won the war, he had much to celebrate, as his secret investment in their chemical industries would prove very profitable, and he would be viewed by the Kaiser's Germany as a good friend. He could at least thank the war for taking the lives of his stupidly patriotic father, Patrick, and his brother, Alexander, thus eliminating them from any control of the Mackintosh Empire. George flipped through the paper to an article about how the infamous fighter pilot, Manfred von Richthofen, aka the Red Baron, had been shot from the skies over Australian lines. A Canadian fighter pilot claimed the victory, but so too did Australian machine gunners firing from the ground. Who really cared? George sneered, flipping the paper closed and reaching for a cigar. He snipped the end and lit the cigar in a cloud of blue smoke. There had been a time when George had looked down on smoking and drinking, but that had changed in the last couple of years. Perhaps he indulged in both vices because his wife, Louise, did not approve of such practices, and he took pleasure in spiting her. Their relationship might appear sound from the outside, but within the confines of their home it was a different matter. Louise had had an affair with Sean Duffy, the former war hero and Sydney solicitor, and while George would never forgive her this, he certainly wasn't going to allow her to undermine the respectability their marriage brought him. He had threatened to keep their toddler son, Donald, from her, and Louise had very sensibly decided to end the affair and remain by George's side.